Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. May I please have your zip code to better assist you?
32725.
Thank you for that. May I please have your first and last name?
Olga Nieves.
All right, thank you for that. Can you please repeat that first and last name for me one more time?
Olga, O-L-G-A, Nieves, N-I-E, V like in Victor, yes.
All right, thank you for that. I think I may have put an account here for you, but just one moment and let me load the order details. Can you please hold for me?
Excuse me?
Can you please hold for me while I get the account pulled up?
Sure.
Thank you so much for your patience. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. For security purposes, can you please verify your shipping address?
1063 Winbrook Drive, Deltona, Florida, 32725.
All right, thank you for that. I've located your account for our Bites Hub. How may I be of assistance with your account today?
On my what account?
The Bites Hub, it is a meal plan. They recall taking a survey for a chance to win something for Walmart back on the 3rd of May. It may have been advertised to pay $1 to $6.95 for shipping or an entry ticket.
No, I do not recall. This is why I'm calling, because I do not recall.
Yes, ma'am. What is your email address? SantosMercedes2@gmail.com.
Yes, it is. You said for May 6th?
It was on May the 3rd. It was a survey, may have been advertised as a sweepstakes survey for a chance to win an item for Walmart, where
okay.
You would pay anywhere from $1 to $6.95 to be enrolled into the drawing. Do you recall taking a survey of that nature?
Honest to tell you the truth, I don't. But why did I get charged $59.89?
Our term stated that once you completed the survey to be enrolled into the drawing, if you were chosen to be the winner, once the promotion ended, you'd be contacted by email. But by opting into the survey, you were then enrolled into the Bites Hub meal plan, which is an app to be downloaded on your phone for $59.89 a month.
I don't remember doing that.
Yes, ma'am. Well, is your phone number 386-320-8451?
Yes.
Is there anyone in your household could have did this without your knowledge?
Don't know. I
yes.
would do it. And I don't recall doing it. So this is why I was like, why is that coming out of my... And I looked up the history, and I didn't find it. And I'm like, why is this bill on there? It's not right. So I called the bank to find out, and they said... And I said, I don't have a number for this company. So they gave me your number, but no, I don't want to enroll in nothing.
Yes, ma'am.
And
have you disputed the charges with your? Have you disputed the charges with your bank?
No, because I told them I will call you because I wanted to find out what it was all about before I dispute it. So I, to my knowledge, I do not remember anything of them asking me that I have to pay $59 and whatever.
Yes, ma'am. Just one moment. Can you please hold for me?
Sure.
I'm still here. Just one more moment.
Okay.
I'm still here. I do appreciate your patience. Please continue to hold for me.
Okay.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. I do apologize about that wait. However, I did go ahead and get your account canceled, and since you have not disputed the charge, I can work with you and issue you back. Just one moment, okay?
Okay, I really appreciate it.
Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. Since you've had the app for 2 weeks, I can issue you back up to a 50% credit off of the $59.89 charge. The 50% refund would be $29.94 back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days.
What? You can't issue my whole payment back?
Just one moment and let me speak with my supervisor to see what else we can do for you in regards to your account. Thank you for holding so patiently for me, ma'am. As a one-time courtesy, we can issue you back up to a $54.89 credit, deducting the $5 setup fee. So you receive a refund back of $54.89.
Oh, dear Lord. All righty, fine. And how long would that take to come back?
That will take 3 to 5 business days.
All righty.
Yes, ma'am. I do have a cancellation number for you as well. Just let me know when you're ready to write it down.
Okay. Hold on. Let me write. Cancel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Go ahead.
That would be C as in Charlie.
920-694-694-101. Hold on. 101.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is there anything further that I can assist you with?
No.
All right. Well, thank you.
I thank you, and you have a blessed day.
You do the same. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.